We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I keep my radio tuned to KINS for my alarm clock so I can listen to my fellow commenters and get their ideas and opinions, which give us something to think about, as I hope mine do. When I heard Mike Downey's comment on Monday concerning the ocean, it took me back 33 years to a day when my dad and my brother and I were walking on Trinidad Beach. As we were walking by, I saw a couple with some cute little kids in an area where the cliff came down close to the water's edge and where the waves came in. As we walked along, a big wave came in and we walked up the beach to get away from the water. And I heard a woman yelling what I thought was, "My dog is in the water." I turned and looked and the dog was running alongside her and she was actually saying, "My baby is in the water." The big wave had come in where they were and picked up a baby in a wrap from her chest and threw her up in the air, but she caught her. I looked down in the surf and there was a little boy rolling in the water with the father on the way out to get him. I had just recovered from shoulder surgery and had gotten rid of a big pillow under my arm, so I told my brother to go get help and I went out to help the father with the boy. I picked him up and started up the beach and found myself neck deep in water. You can't fight it, so I waited till it went down and took the little boy high up on the beach. As I laid him down, he said, "I didn't like that very much," and I said, "I don't suppose you did." The little boy is now a fire department captain and a rescue swimmer and the father of four of his own children. The whole family have been good friends ever since. A terrible situation that could have had very dire results with a happy ending. As Mike Downey said, "Don't turn your back on the ocean. Pay attention." Another comment by Reverend Dan Price used the scriptures to equate the owning of guns to the scripture that says, "Live by the sword, die by the sword." As a former hunter and gun owner, I have to disagree with that. The vast majority of gun owners are peaceful, careful with their guns people, using them for target shooting and hunting. I don't think God is going to put us all down on account of it. Sorry, Dan. There is a lot of talk about politically controlling gun violence. That is not going to happen. Those who use guns for violent purposes don't care about legislation. They use mostly stolen guns or guns bought illegally and use them to commit crime or acts of passion, such as the man who got mad at his friend and shot him 8 times. I have no answer to stopping gun violence. I see where the county supervisors are making it illegal to target shoot within 150 yards of a home or structure. Most people have more sense than that, but for those who don't, enforcing it may be a problem. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.